Chapter 12. Chief Inspector Taverner left, and my father and I were alone. After a short silence, I asked, "Dad, what are murderers like?" Now that murder had come so close to me, I wanted to know more about his previous police experience. My father looked at me thoughtfully. "Some of them," he smiled sadly, "are very nice, ordinary people, just like Roger Leonides." I looked surprised. "Oh, yes," he continued. "Murderers can be ordinary people who want something so much that they kill for it. They don't think about what happens next. And some people, although they know that murder is wrong, don't feel that it's wrong. They think that it wasn't their fault or that their victim deserved it, and they're never really sorry for what they did." "Do you think," I asked, "that someone could kill old Leonides if they hated him? Hated him for a long time?"
"It's possible, but unlikely," my father replied, looking at me curiously. "People are more likely to kill those they love than those they hate. Only people you love can make your life impossible." "But this doesn't help you, does it?" he added. "What you really want to know is how to recognize a murderer in a house full of people who seem pleasant and normal."
"Yes, that's right," I admitted. My father paused to think. "The one thing that all murderers have in common," he said finally, "is that they are all vain. They are frightened of being caught, but they still want to show off about how clever they are. And a murderer wants to talk."
"To talk?"
"Yes, because they're very lonely," explained my father. "They can't tell anyone about what they did or how clever they are, and they will never be able to tell. So they like talking about the murder. I think, Charles, that you should go back to Three Gables and get everyone to talk to you. Everyone in the family, guilty or innocent, will talk to you, because they can say things to you that they can't say to each other. And if the murderer talks, he or she might make a mistake and say too much." I told him then what Sophia had said about how the family was ruthless in different ways. He was very interested. "Yes," he said, "most families have a weakness, and it sounds as if both the de Havilland family and the Leonides family have a different kind of weakness. But I wouldn't worry too much about that, Charles. The best thing to do is to go and talk to them all. Only the truth can help you, and your Sophia." As I went out of the room, he added, "And look after the child, Josephine. We don't want anything to happen to her." I stared at him. "Come on, Charles, think," he said. "There's a murderer in that house, and Josephine seems to know everything that happens there."
"She certainly knew all about Roger," I agreed, "and her story about what she overheard seems to be correct."
"Yes," said my father. "A child's evidence is usually very reliable, even if we can't often use it in court. But children like to show off. If you want Josephine to tell you anything else, don't ask her questions. Instead, pretend that you think she doesn't know anything. But take care of her," he added. "It's possible that she knows too much."